The Impasse by Mark Samuels. Read by Mark Young. The Ulmus organization was located in a sprawl of dilapidated buildings on the far west side of the city. None of the structures were more than four floors high, and the exteriors were of bland, whitewashed brickwork, the paint flecking away from the walls. The windows were barred on the outside, and always dirty, as if to deter those within from seeing the world outside. This neglect lent the business an air of unimportance, as if the work done there was subsidiary. Were it not for the dribble of workers that made their way to the place in the mornings and crept away in the evenings, it might even have been assumed that the whole complex was derelict. The employees arrived by way of the underground train line, the terminus of which, most of the time, served only those who worked for the organisation. Aside from some run-down shops opposite the office complex, the area was a wasteland of gutted buildings and rubble. David Cohen was travelling to the Ulmus premises from his digs near the centre of the city to begin his first day of work. He assumed that the other passengers on the underground train were fellow employees. This far west, and so close to the terminus, there was no other destination to which rush hour travellers would be bound. He noted their sullen faces and shabby business suits. Many of the men had not shaven, and the women wore no makeup. To all appearances, they were making only an absent-minded attempt to conform to accepted standards of office attire and appearance. Cohen himself was dressed smartly in a black three-piece suit and was clean-shaven. For his interview a week previously, he had travelled on a deserted mid-morning train. At first, he had been alarmed by the state of the organisation's headquarters, with its atmosphere of impending abandonment. It did not look to him as though they would be able to offer him a position with any future. But the interview seemed to have gone well, and he was promised a better salary than he had expected. The two interviewers had been somewhat vague figures, and neither had asked him any particularly probing or awkward questions. He could remember little of them, except that they sat in the shadows at the back of the room. They had not elaborated on the exact nature of his duties, but had intimated that they would be concerned with an area with which he was familiar, intellectual property rights, although he was not told in which particular sphere he would be required to operate. Despite being au fait with various broadcast and publishing media, in which such rights are usually exploited, Cohen had not heard of the Ulmus organisation. When, before his interview, he had undertaken back...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?